Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park on a playoff week. Your 11-5 Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions, and they have a home playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday at noon. But you guys got some questions, so let's get to work and answer them. The first one comes from Stefan. What was your overall assessment of the game Sunday night? Well, obviously, it was awesome. The Vikings beat the Packers at Lambeau Field, a place they hadn't won since 2009. They win a division title for the first time since 2009. It was a ton of fun. How can you not be impressed with the way the defense performed? Everson Griffin all over Aaron Rodgers. Captain Munnerlin scooping and scoring. Xavier Rhodes with an interception. Mike Zimmer's crew played great. Now the offense left a little bit to be desired, but that's what the Vikings have done all season. They've played complementary football. When one part of the team is lacking a little bit, other parts of the team step up, and that's what happened on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Now, it's going to take a complete team effort to win on Sunday against the Seahawks, so you got to spend all week cleaning some of those things up, and we'll see what happens on Sunday. Mark has the next question. Has Thielen not been an unsung hero this season? Or what? Yeah, he absolutely has. Adam Thielen, a very valuable player for the Vikings, not only as a receiver, but a multi-phase special teams performer. And of course, he was one of the stars of the show on Sunday night at Lambeau. He had 3 touches in the ball game for 83 yards. A big play as a receiver, a big play as a runner on a jet sweep, and then, of course, he had that fake punt, a 41-yard dash down the sideline in the first quarter to set up the Vikings' first score of the game. So Adam Thielen, awesome performance on Sunday against the Packers, and an awesome performance all season long. Glad to have him on the team. Peter has the next question. The Vikings successfully flipped the script to beat Green Bay. What are the keys to doing the same against Seattle? Well, I think there are several, but I'll give you one in particular, and it's not one that I would say is a key most weeks. Time of possession. The Vikings lost the time of possession battle to the Green Bay Packers by 11.5 minutes. Now, this Seahawks offense is a different beast. They are playing very well right now, better than any offense over the last 7 weeks. In the last 7 weeks, the Seahawks are 6-1. They are first in the NFL in time of possession and in third down offense, and they're second in scoring offense. So you cannot lose the time of possession battle by 11.5 minutes against these Seahawks because they'll score too many points. Got to run the ball and got to convert on third downs if you're the Vikings offense. Our next question comes from Philip. What improvements can Teddy and the O-line make against a stout Seahawks defense on Sunday? Seattle's defense, number one scoring defense in the NFL for 4 straight weeks. Got to be on your game on Sunday. Offensive line, have to communicate. The Seahawks have a bunch of stunts and games up front with their defensive line, a lot of pre-snap movement. Offensive line has to communicate, and Teddy, just cut it loose. Throw it downfield to your talented receivers. Against an aggressive defense, sometimes it pays to be aggressive against them. So we want Teddy to cut it loose and see what happens. Ethan from Tampa, Florida has the next question. What are the scenarios for next week if we win? Well, the Vikings are the 3 seed. With the 1 seed and the 2 seed on a bye, that means there is only one scenario for the Vikings. If they win, they will be at the 2-seeded Arizona Cardinals next weekend. And our last question comes from Twitter. Did the Vikings release the 2016 schedule? No, the schedule will not be released until later on in the spring, usually around April, closer to the NFL draft. But with the regular season now in the books, we know who our opponents will be for 2016. The home opponents, as you can see on the screen, of course, the NFC North division foes, but also Indianapolis and Houston, Dallas and the Giants, and then the Arizona Cardinals. On the road, the division opponents, and then Tennessee and Jacksonville from the AFC South, Philadelphia and Washington from the NFC East, and then the Carolina Panthers. The Vikings, division winners in the NFC North, have a first place schedule in 2016. But we have business to take care of this season first, and that is a playoff game. It's Sunday at noon, TCF Bank Stadium. Catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. Tons of great content right here on Vikings.com leading up to the game, so be sure you check it out all week long. And remember, we'll be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six, so please send your questions into the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.